This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The jury at the Harvey Weinstein rape trial may be deadlocked on the most serious charges. WCBS's Steve Burns with the latest from Manhattan Criminal Court.
The day began with jurors listening to testimony they last heard a month ago when Annabelle Ashora took the stand and described Harvey Weinstein knocking on her apartment door, coming in, and raping her. She said she was frightened, describing Weinstein as too big to fight off. Then, just after lunch, the jury indicated it had a partial decision, unanimous on the lesser charges of rape and criminal sexual act, but deadlocked on the more serious charges of predatory sexual assault. Jurors have to find that Weinstein raped Ashora in order to convict on the predatory sexual assault charges, but the fact that they're considering those counts suggests they may have settled on a guilty verdict for the lesser included charges. Burke sided with prosecutors in asking jurors to keep talking. They're expected back on Monday for the fifth day of deliberations. At Manhattan Criminal Court, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Governor Cuomo is offering Homeland Security a compromise in their standoff over federal access to New York's DMV database. WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian has the latest.
The governor says the feds are not negotiating in good faith.
They're saying we deport undocumented people. Keep us the list. And I'm saying no.
Governor Andrew Cuomo on a conference call Friday says he's willing to give federal officials access to the state's DMV database without access to each driver's social security number, so they won't be able to identify undocumented immigrants who now can get a driver's license in New York. Cuomo says the director of ICE called it a threat to his agents.
You're threatening the public safety of my men. No. I'll cooperate with your men. But I'm not giving you the DMV database in a way where you can tell the undocumented.
Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
Tensions were high at a New Jersey Transit Senate Committee hearing today. WCBS's Mac Rosenberg tells us why.
Stuart Mader has been the chief customer officer at NJ Transit for less than a year. Now he's being accused of attacking a newspaper reporter on Twitter with a since-deleted tweet about that reporter's story on nepotism at NJ Transit. At a hearing of the NJ Transit Senate Standing Committee, Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg said Mader's got to go.
There seemed to have been a little tone deafness on the part of senior management at NJ Transit about the kind of position that we in the legislature and the governor signed and envisioned.
Weinberg doesn't think the customer officer should be managing the message. Here's NJ Transit CEO Kevin Corbett.
The public's going to get the message is going to be from the public what it's going to be. So we have to be responsive to the public, not managing it. You want to make sure the right information gets to the people. But it depends what the definition of manage is.
A spokesperson for Governor Murphy called Mader's tweet unfair to the reporter and by extension, the entire press corps. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
Live to the Weather Center now, our WCBS ex-surgeon weather forecast. Bob Larson in for Craig. Looks like a nice weekend ahead, Bob.
Very nice weather for sure, given that it is still February. In the meantime, we do have cold weather tonight. It won't be as cold as last Friday night, but certainly a noticeable chill in the air. A clear sky, light wind, a low of 28 in the city, about 20 in outlying areas. The warm-up begins tomorrow. Sunny, high up to near 50 tomorrow afternoon, staying above freezing tomorrow night, at least in the city. Upper 20s under a clear sky tomorrow night across many outlying areas. Mostly sunny and milder Sunday, high 54. It's now 31 at Southampton, 36 in Great Neck, 35 in Midtown, the low of 28.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!